On today's episode of the Natty Boys podcast, we talk about Marvin Lewis's wavering interest in coaching the Bengals next year, and some other NFL topics including Aaron Rodgers going back on the IR, the Pittsburgh catch that wasn't a catch, and the possible return of the XFL. We also talk some NBA with Kobe's numbers being retired and LeVar Ball's new junior basketball league. We wrap up the show by getting into the holiday spirit and giving out some gifts with our fantasy draft. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, December 22nd, and Marvin Lewis won't die.
Yeah, Marvin Lewis had quite the weekend. It came out Sunday morning that he was no longer going to be the coach moving forward for the Bengals in 2018 and beyond. But then, you know, in typical Marvin fashion, he won't admit it. Apparently, it sounds like I don't know if it's been confirmed yet. It sounds like he had a conversation with somebody in the know. They leaked it or just said offhand to somebody that probably should have said, hey, is this on the record or is this not on the record? And then now you've got this story, Marvin Lewis isn't coming back.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's handled it about as poorly as possible far, too.
Just like everything.
Yeah.
So obviously, with us being in the social media era, as soon as that comes out, the entire team knows about it because I think AJ Green specifically said, he's like, we all have social media. We all know what's going on.
Yep.
And he even alluded to the fact that, you know, for him, he continues to focus. He doesn't let stuff like that bother him because he said that's just how he is. But he acknowledged that there were guys that were bothered by it, that it was, you know, kind of just brushed over and barely addressed before the game. So luckily the season's gone to shit. So it's not like that ruined anything or the lack of focus there or the distraction hurt the Bengals, but it's just typical what you would come to expect from Marvin Lewis these days. He just by his actions, even if this story hadn't come out, like just the way he acts and carries himself, you can tell he doesn't want to fucking be here anymore.
Yeah.
And when the story came out, I think it was Adam Schefter that broke it Sunday morning on ESPN. Yep. I texted you guys immediately, and I feel like the entire city of Cincinnati almost rejoiced that, you know, like we kind of assumed that it was over, but this kind of made it a little bit more official.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the game, you know, all of that came crashing down on us in a typical Cincinnati fashion where our spirits were crushed again by him saying, you know, do you want to coach the team again next year? Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so he tried to say that that whole report was false, that he didn't say that.
Yeah.
And the next day at his press conference, when he asked if he wanted to coach again, like DB mentioned, he just said sure.
Yeah.
So he's not going to let it die, but he wants this whole thing to go away, though. Like, he just wants people to forget about it, and that's not going to happen.
No.
There's no way people are going to forget
about
it.
With two games left in the season on a year that you don't have a contract, we're not going to quit talking about it until it's over.
And that's the thing. If Mike Brown has any amount of competence in him, Marvin Lewis isn't going to be back whether he wants to be or not. Like, I feel like it's not up to Marvin at this point.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too. There's been, you know, rumors of him taking a GM position with the team, but I just don't understand, with him acting like this, why you would even want him in that capacity. And, you know, the stuff that he did to John Ross this year. I mean, he's going to be directly involved with the players as a GM, and he doesn't have a clue with how he's acting and how it's affecting the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was Mac that I saw on Twitter saying that that's kind of the perfect role for Marvin right now, because he does have the ability to assess talent, and I mean, the Bengals have done well for the most part in the draft under him.
Right.
You know, the past couple of years they've had some busts, but he clearly isn't the guy that's, you know, motivating the team right now. And obviously, he doesn't even think that's his job.
That's not his job.
And, you know, from a head coach standpoint, he's just not getting it done at this point. I think he's past it. But I think a GM role. I would take anybody in a GM role for the Bengals at this point because they haven't had a fucking GM in.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah. That tweet I had put out, it said essentially, like, you know, the game's passed him up. He's not fit for the head coach role. And it got me into an argument with some PUD. I think he's probably a Broncos fan, just judging by his Twitter handle. But, like, out of nowhere, he just started talking shit to me about it. Like, okay, like, how's the game passed him? The game's passed him up, but he'd make a great GM. I'm like, he doesn't even have a dog in this fight. And if you're out there, Orange Crush, fuck you. Orange Crush and some numbers. I don't even remember it. But, yeah, like, it is relating to the players on a day-to-day basis has passed him up.
It's like a Martin Burner account, FYI.
It probably was, now that I think about it, yeah. He's terrible in-game management, and he's terrible relating to the young guys on the teams. And he's great at assessing talent. He's great at, you know, taking some chances on some guys. I think he'd be a great GM, but he's not a good head coach anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that's his thing, is he said he wants to coach football next year. And that's when they were like, well, with the Bengals? And he's like, yeah, sure.
Like, yeah.
Like he's going to have to take a – if he wants to keep coaching, he'll have to take a coordinator job somewhere – and let people forget about him being 0-7 in the playoffs. And if some of these guys can keep getting jobs, I'm sure he'll get rehired at some point. He's still young enough where he's probably got another gig left in him. But he's not going to be coaching the Bengals in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, so it was official over the weekend with their loss to the Vikings that they are officially eliminated. There were some cool things in the game, though. Like, we got to see Teddy Bridgewater play his first snaps again.
Yeah. And then throw a pick.
Yeah, after tearing his knee up for, was it like 18 months that he was out?
Yeah, he was out forever.
Yeah, he was out for a long time.
Yeah,
I had to sew it back on and everything, yeah. Knee was just kind of hanging there.
Full disclosure, I've spent more time sleeping during Bengals games the past 3 weeks than watching Bengals games.
Well, I didn't watch a ton of it series. Either.
Yeah, I think I watched two series.
It was so bad.
I watched the first quarter, and then I took a nap.
Yeah.
After
how easily the Vikings were moving the ball down the field. I mean,
yeah.
And that's the other thing, is that with the players kind of knowing that Marvin's gone, they really don't have any motivation, even if that was Marvin's job.
Right.
He's not inspiring any of them to play well. They've had a ton of injuries this year. Everybody is playing hurt or not playing at all. Mm-hmm. So
it's all the injuries. I mean, you kind of have to give him another chance, right? I mean, he hasn't had a healthy roster to work with.
Yeah.
That's not his fault.
Jeremy Hill.
Bring him back for 2018.
Yep. And then if they draft a quarterback, he's got 3 more years.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it.
If Marvin's the coach next year, we may have to. You guys may be visiting me in some sort of institution.
I'm done. I'm honestly done, like, caring until he's gone.
We'll be the
coach.
Vegas boys.
Institution or
we're gonna jump on the Raiders bandwagon.
Institution. I won't do anything illegal. I'm just gonna go nuts.
So the Bengals suck and are eliminated from the playoffs. And the Packers were also eliminated this past weekend from the playoffs. Even with Aaron Rodgers coming back from that collarbone injury, and the Packers, in a move this week, since they were eliminated, put him back on IR, officially ending his season. So I guess, you know, he had a little something to play for, and then once they were eliminated, he's back on.
Yeah. Is one and done ruining the NFL?
It is, man. That was my
Super Bowl pick, so. I mean, he didn't play bad either.
He threw like three picks.
But I mean, he almost mounted a comeback.
Yeah.
It wasn't a typical Rodgers game, but.
No, he played all right, but he made a lot of mistakes.
I forgot he threw 4 picks.
It was 3 or 4. I can't remember how many it was. Probably 3. But they got that onside kick in the end to kind of get life back in them. And it wasn't their loss that eliminated them. It was the Atlanta win on Monday night. And, I mean, essentially, the Packers, it was a long shot to make it anyway in that NFC picture. But
I kinda still don't know if Atlanta's good at football.
No, no one does.
It's so hard to, to determine what they're
because they only beat the Bucs by three, right? Like 24-21 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because Sean Payton did the choke sign to Devontae Freeman.
So, but no, I mean, it's I kind of thought that would happen with Rodgers. I wasn't sure what we were going to get out of Rodgers when he came back, but I guess at this point, just let him heal up and get ready for next season. There's no point in and maybe build some more trade value for Brett Hundley if you think you might want to move him in the offseason. He's played pretty well. He had a rocky start, but he's come along pretty well, so it'll be interesting to see how his offseason shakes out, and maybe he'll go to Seattle for a record-breaking contract.
So they say Seattle signed him to a huge contract and then play some rookie over him and he'll never see the field?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's we're going into week 16 of the 2017 season, and the NFL's still having a hard time figuring out what a catch is.
I don't know if it's the NFL that's having a hard time.
It's Steelers fans on Twitter.
Steelers fans. Yeah, I mean, because this has been the rule for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Or, well, probably not 10, but whenever Dez made that catch and went to the ground.
It was Calvin Johnson before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Calvin did it. Fuck, what was the name? What was the name of the Bengals tight end that did it?
Jermaine Gresham.
Yeah, Gresham had spun Gresham around and slammed the ball in the end zone, and they called it a fumble out of the end zone.
Yep.
So yeah, it's the Jermaine Gresham rule.
Yeah. I've got a couple of Jermaine Gresham rules.
I'm pretty sure that he's still, I think he's on the Cardinals.
Yeah, he is.
He was for a while. Carson.
I think he might have, I don't know if he's still playing or, I'm sorry.
No, no. I just said he's out there in Arizona rekindling that old flame with Carson.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what originally started this was Pittsburgh and New England. They had, you know, a final drive by Big Ben heading into the end of it, and what looked like a touchdown catch in college was not one in the NFL. He kind of rolled into the end zone, and the ball started moving on once it hit the ground. I mean, technically, what everyone has been saying is that it's a, you know, even like old referees were like, it was a clear line that is written in the rule book that that is not a catch.
Yeah. He did not survive the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So rest in peace.
They call that the Chris Henry rule. Sorry.
Wow.
I mean, the most irritating thing too is, you know, when you look at Steelers Twitter is the refs always take care of the Patriots. It's like, are you kidding me right now? Like, are you really serious? Like the Martavius Bryant catch a couple years ago that wasn't a catch that, you know, won you the game. Like, they just, they're so damn annoying. And, I hate everything Steelers.
Even in spite of that play that didn't go their way, they still had a shot. They still could have scored. And had Ben not made that terrible decision and thrown that pick, they could have
Tomlin?
At least kicked a field goal and, well, I mean, Ben shouldn't have thrown that ball, or he did. He should have thrown it away.
No, he blamed his coaches, because it's the kind of guy he is.
That. Well, that's what they do. But, I mean, if they kicked a field goal, go to overtime, they still got a shot. So, that call didn't help them, but I don't think it was a bad call, and that's not why they lost the game. So, fuck them.
I was just going to say, Big Ben totally wasn't trying to call a timeout or anything either.
Yeah.
Like, did you see that, where he said he wasn't trying to... He was blaming the refs for wasting their last timeout, and that's why he was put in that situation. And he was like, I wasn't trying to call timeout. I was trying to tell everyone to huddle up. And they were like, he was going like this, like running down the field, jumping around in circles.
Huddle up. Yeah.
And that's what everybody was like. Everyone that knows anything about football knows that after a long play like that, with the clock running, with no timeouts, or with only one timeout, and the clock's running in the whatever they got down to the 20-yard line or whatever. Like, you don't have time to huddle up. Like, you're telling them to get on the ball.
Right.
And Big Ben's such a fucking bitch. Like, I hate him so much.
There's no time to huddle up. You fake clock it.
And then throw a pick. Yep. Oh, man, that was such a roller coaster for not being a fan of either one of those teams. and I guess generally despising both of the teams, so I guess I was kind of the anti-fan for both of them. Watching that game was like that was more invested in the final moment of a game than I have been probably since the Bengals-Steelers playoff game 2 years ago.
That's how
it
I
really was.
It
really was a good ending to the game, yeah.
Where I was just like, holy shit, like I was jumping around, like jumped off the couch, like, oh, no way, like when the pick got thrown, and it was just, it was fun to actually be excited about NFL football again for once, even though it was two teams that I generally despise.
Well, it was also funny because, you know, a little bit of a confession, my wife's a Steelers fan.
We know.
And it was that same emotion that, like you said, from the Bengals playoff game, my wife like jumped up and screamed, and then she looks over at me 10 minutes later and just goes, I fucking hate you, because I'm just looking over laughing. You guys are texting me laughing. And she was like, I fucking hate you.
You don't have to take that kind of abuse. This is 2017. You can get help, man.
I'm trying to like reach out right now. And
yeah, dude. So another interesting thing from the Steelers-Patriots game was the touchdown celebration that who scored? Was it Schuster that scored?
Yeah.
I can't remember who scored.
That was one of their other wideouts.
It was
Bryant?
I forget his name. No, it wasn't Bryant. That was after Bryant got hurt, I think.
I forget who it was.
Was it Martavis?
I forget who it was. No. It was another guy. It doesn't matter who it was. So the guy scores, and then Juju came up and like mock hit him, and then like knocked him down, and then stood over top of him and celebrated, basically mimicking his hit on Burfict. That is still the reason why Burfict hasn't played the past 2 weeks, and what got him suspended for a game. So clearly, you know, he's taking it very seriously. He's learned his lesson, man, by making light of it. You know, just turning into a big joke and celebrating a potentially serious injury for a guy.
Let's all say it together. Real. Stay classy.
Karma.
No.
I hope fucking perfect power bombs one of them motherfuckers the next game he plays against him. And I won't even be mad if he gets a penalty for it. Like, it's so stupid. Like,
I hope the next game he plays against him is for a different team.
Yeah.
Honestly, me too, kind of.
Hashtag me too. Yeah, but model citizen and you know, widely known cocksucker Antonio Brown experienced a little bit of karma on himself today.
The old Hefe
today. This not today.
Yeah,
I guess
the
it was
old
calf. The old Hefe. He pulled his calf muscle really, really bad.
Pulled it in half.
They're calling it a calf contusion. I think no, like I'm serious. I'm pretty sure that's they're calling it.
I read there was a partial tear.
That's what I heard too. Like it. I forget how it's actually like listed on the injury report. But no, he went down pretty hard, and it looked like he was going to be out for a while. And now they're saying, you know, he might be back for the playoffs, which is unfortunate because I would love nothing more for him to have a nagging career long injury.
Yeah,
fuck him.
Yeah,
I can't fucking stand him.
That's all I have to say about that. speaking of injuries and, you know, probably where Burfict will be playing someday soon anyway, Vince McMahon is looking to bring the XFL back.
Yeah, buddy.
I cannot wait. I hope this actually comes true because
The
XFL was probably the single greatest sports league in the history of sports. Am I wrong to say that?
No, back when football was football.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, back when you didn't have all this player safety bullshit. Like, just let them headhunt and
let boys be boys.
Body slam each other. Like, I want NFL blitz, like in real life.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's mandatory steroids.
Awesome. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You just drop kick people after the play.
Well, they try to do NFL blitz, like up in Alaska and down in Hawaii and stuff, the little 7-on-7 football they do. Isn't that what NFL blitz was? It's like
it was three
linemen.
I think
and
it was 7-on-7 like that.
Yeah, some schools that don't have big enough. I think they even do that up or like way up north in like Wisconsin and North Dakota and stuff. Some places,
yeah,
like the schools that have like 35 people in them.
I feel like they should somehow get it to where like the winner of the NFL and the XFL play each other, and then it's like a loser leave town match.
That would be awesome, and make it like the World Series. Like depending on whose home field it is at that time, you play by those rules.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's in
the
wherever,
Browns would be out so fast.
Dude, Vince McMahon would destroy Roger Goodell.
That would be fucking sweet to see.
WrestleMania, dude.
So I don't follow wrestling very closely. Is Vince McMahon kind of a well-liked guy right now, or is he kind of a hated guy because he's the big boss man? Because I feel like at least old school back in the day, he was kind of that, you know, that, that guy that everybody hated. But
he's not really on camera much anymore.
No. Yeah.
But when he is kind of the last time he was on camera, he was kind of the sympathetic figure because he got his ass beat by somebody.
Yeah. Is Shane still fat?
No.
No, Shane's jacked.
Jacked.
Now. But they, Stephanie's looking all right for having a couple kids. Yeah, her husband will probably beat your ass, but but no. In general, the McMahons are supposed to be unlikable. Although Shane is not like that right now. A lot of people like Shane still. But yeah, Vince, he's not really on camera much. He'll show up maybe two or three times a year now. But I think he would be a good heel commissioner. Kind of like what Goodell unintentionally has created for himself.
Yeah, Goodell doesn't do it on purpose. Yeah. He just is an absolute douchebag that nobody likes.
Right. No, but no, the XFL coming back would be good for football. Give us another option. We keep getting fed these rumors about spring football, or they were going to play like a veterans like short season type of deal. I thought it was coming out, but haven't heard anything about that lately.
So what I've heard recently is that the CFL, the Canadian Football League, is actually going to change their schedule around so that they are playing games like when the NFL isn't, so that people like pay attention to it more and get invested in it, so that we have football year round, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And then for a while, I was watching CFL on like ESPN, and then you can get it on the ESPN app through. I guess they were all broadcast through the TSN, like through ESPN3 or whatever.
Yeah,
but. Because there's a handful of Bearcats up there. Like Zach Kolaris is the quarterback for one of the teams up there, and they've had three or four guys up there recently. With Chip Cox, a guy that we were all at OU at the same time as, he's a couple years ahead of us. Last I saw, he was still like a stud. I think on Montreal,
the Alouettes. Where he was.
Yeah,
that's where Ochocinco went for a season. I think.
Yeah,
I think that's where he's been for a pretty long time too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I usually try to watch them. I don't know anything about the team and sometimes the rules throw me off.
Yeah, there are some different rules. That
I think they only have
so weird
three downs, I think.
The scoring, too.
The scoring's weird.
The scoring's so goofy. Like, so,
There was one play that I saw last year where, like, the teams during one sequence just kept like punting to each other, and I did not understand it at all. It almost looks like rugby to me.
That's what I was gonna say. Were you watching rugby?
I'm pretty sure it was the CFL, but I needed someone to explain it to me, and I never got those answers.
Maybe we'll get our Canadian friend.
Wasn't there a team that lost like 63-1 last year?
Yeah, there was something like that, and I forget how.
That's
you get
the one
that
like
point.
Confused the hell out of me. I was like, what?
I think safeties might only be 1 point, or there's something with 1 point in the CFL. I forget what it is.
It was Calgary versus Hamilton. 60-1 was the score.
Yeah. How the fuck do you score like, one in the CFL?
I was like, what in the hell? It was the weirdest. It just threw me off because I was watching it for a little bit too, and I was like, I just do not understand how you score 1 point.
I think you can get a point if you kick it to the uprights on a kickoff, can't you?
Yeah, that's when the ball's kicked into the end zone.
They were
actually, I like that rule.
Yeah.
Weren't they talking about bringing that to the NFL at one point?
Yeah. Yeah, it's when the receiving team doesn't return the kick and the ball goes out of the back of the end zone.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Because their field's 120 or 140 yards instead of 120 like the NFL. Like total length, like including the end zones, obviously. I'm not an idiot for all six people out there listening.
That's because of the centimeters to inches conversion.
Yep.
That's yards to meters, but whatever.
Huh?
Yards to meters is actually a more relevant conversion, but
thank you.
I used to use that same conversion in all those AOL chat rooms when I was a teenager. Well,
A/S/L.
There's one thing for sure. No matter where there's football, no matter when there's football, there will be idiots like us gambling on football.
100%
yes.
Correct.
That's right. We are 100% correct on all of our picks. No?
Hefe is still in the lead for the season. He's got 2 weeks to lose it. Mac has a winning record now.
Nice.
So,
he was under 500. He is now over. Witty, you are one pick back from 500, and I am still in the basement. Two picks behind Witty, and Witty is one pick behind Mac. So we all three of us are pretty close together, and Hefe is three games over Mac, still in the lead. The games that we're doing this weekend, we got some interesting lines that we're going to throw out there on some pretty decent games. The Seahawks are heading to Dallas, with Dallas fighting for a playoff position. The Seahawks are +5 against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are getting Zeke back. Who you got, Hefe?
I think the Seahawks got it. I do think last week you said they're a December team. I do think last week was kind of a letdown, but I think they are
kind of a letdown.
I think they're coming back. I think they're going to come back from a poor outing, and they're gonna pull it off. And it's the Cowboys, so the Cowboys always have a letdown somewhere.
I am actually going with the Cowboys because I think at home, I think Zeke is going to – they say they don't know about his role yet, how many carries he's going to get. But I still think that's enough to put the fear of Zeke in the defense, him being on the field. And that'll help Dak, you know, get – Dak's not a good quarterback. Sorry, T-Bone. He's not really that good of a quarterback, and you can tell that he lives off of teams having to play against the run, which a lot of quarterbacks do. But I think that they beat them by at least a touchdown. I just think Seattle's in bad shape right now.
That is true. After seeing the Seahawks get their ass beat last week, it's really hard for me to pick them. That being said, I still think that, you know, that whole flipping a switch in December thing was wrong last week, but we'll see if they can this week. And I'm going to take the Seahawks battling against the Cowboys. Because, I mean, the Seahawks are still playing for playoff positioning. I think that they're going to win their division, but they still, home field advantage and shit for the playoffs. Yeah. They're still working towards. So I'm going to take the Seahawks and give me 5 points. It might be a close one.
This one's tough. I'm not sure how to go with this because, again, a lot of it depends on what Zeke's role ends up being. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw any of the pictures of him recently after he came back from his suspension. Uh-huh. I think he spent some time down in Mexico, but he's fucking jacked right now. No, he's fucking jacked, man.
Really? He's in crop top shape for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was fully expecting him to go on that vacation diet and just put on about 20 or 30 pounds, but
yeah,
he definitely was doing some work or some steroids, whatever. I'll just float that out there. But I don't know. Something's telling me Seattle's gonna end up winning this one, so I'm gonna go with the Seahawks as well.
Did they say he had it like 15 pounds in muscle?
I didn't see that. I
thought a report said he like had it like 10 or 15. That's like it may have, 6 weeks.
Yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
that's gonna come down the pipe at some point that he's gonna be suspended again for sure.
Yeah.
So the next game that we're going to pick is the Falcons heading to New Orleans to face the Saints. The Falcons are +5.5 points. The Falcons look pretty good this past weekend, but the Saints are good too. God damn.
So the Saints have looked pretty good for a while now.
Yeah, these games that we pick basically are just tossing it up, and that's why all of us are 500 for the season. God damn it.
This is a tough game.
Give me the Falcons plus points. I'll take any points that I can get here.
I'm going Falcons too. I think that this is a statement game for them. Like DB jokes about, and I don't remember if it was while we were playing or while we were recording or not, but we don't know if the Falcons are good.
Yeah,
and
it sounds funny. We have no idea if they're good or not.
It's hard to tell sometimes. So I think this is a statement game where they go in and really shake up the NFC by not necessarily the playoff picture itself, but who's going to be coming out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. I think the Falcons make a statement. I don't think they blow them out, but I think they definitely win, so that 5.5 doesn't really matter.
My money's on the Saints on this one. I think they're just going to light it up against the Falcons. That offense is just ridiculous. You've got probably two of the top running backs in the NFC with Kamara and Ingram. You know, Drew Brees is Drew Brees, and they've got a plethora of receivers that can burn you. So I don't see the Falcons hanging with them. I think the Saints are going to win by at least a touchdown.
I just need Julio Jones to go off in my fantasy league. Not that anybody cares.
I just need all the Saints offensive guys. So
I also need the same for Julio. But nobody I am going to agree with Witty. And if it was a home team, if Atlanta was a home team, I'd take Atlanta. But I just think New Orleans at home, with having the two better running backs in the league, I just think they get it done.
And the last game that we always pick is I'm not going to say beloved, our Bengals. They're not beloved right now. They're kind of shit on the bottom of our boot that we're trying to scrape off and just won't leave. The Lions are -4.5 heading to Cincinnati. Hefe, give us your thoughts on the Lions-Bengals game.
Lions win.
By 4.5 or more?
Yep.
All right.
Sure.
Sure.
Do you know how point spreads work?
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know. That might be working in his favor, apparently.
I know. Yeah.
It's not my job to know point spreads.
I'm taking the Lions, too. I think they're going to just absolutely smoke the Bengals. They're still playing for a playoff spot, and they actually have something to play for, and our players can't get motivated.
Detroit.
I think the Bengals, they rally around Marvin. They they come together for their coach, and they want to save his job. So they're going to come out and give it their all, and they're only going to lose by 5 points. So I'm going to take Detroit as well.
All right.
I knew the hard sell was coming.
They're bad. Oh, did you see Geno and AJ Green were both named to the Pro Bowl? Like that
matters?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neither of them will play, and then Dalton will end up being the quarterback.
That's what I was going to say. Somehow Dalton's going to make it. He's going to be like the 8th alternate, but it'll be his 8th Pro Bowl. And
joke's on him. He's the one that has to buy all that sunscreen.
I know.
So kind of a side thought process.
Now?
I think it's back in Hawaii.
Is it in Arizona, or is it back in Hawaii?
I thought it was back in Hawaii now, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't pay attention
to
that shit.
Me either. I used to
watch
it. I
just know they moved it from Hawaii, and then I kind of stopped.
So kind of a side thought here, because there's been a lot of coach talk over the last couple weeks with the Bengals. So the Jay Gruden rumors out there. What if Kirk Cousins came with him? Would you guys be for or against it?
Against.
Against?
Yeah.
I know the Bengals wouldn't pay that kind of money, so I'm not even going to entertain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Cousins had today. Is that good? I mean, I don't think he's.
He's better than Dalton.
Maybe barely.
Not enough to make a difference.
Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw it out there.
If they're going anywhere other than if they're leaving the Dalton era, then I want a draft for the future.
Yeah,
I don't want a guy that's only got 5 years left or whatever.
Ooh, bring Carson back.
Ooh.
Let him finish his swan song.
Get a Super Bowl in Cincinnati.
Yep.
That'll be the day.
So speaking of bringing people back for retirement, recently the Los Angeles Lakers brought Kobe back to retire both of his numbers. Yes. On Monday, they retired number 8 and number 24. They put them up in the rafters before the game against the Golden State Warriors. They ended up losing the game, but my entire timeline Monday was basically like porn to me, because Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, every single thing I saw was Kobe. And I just loved every single second of Monday. I didn't tweet much because I was too busy watching videos of Kobe.
Well, I saw one thing that I think Kobe joked and said that, there's one thing that number 8 has that number 24 doesn't, and that was hair.
Yeah, the ability to grow hair. Yeah.
And he could have gone a different way with that and got a little bit dark with it, but I guess he's not into that self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, he doesn't like to mention the rape.
Yeah.
These are still Still open wounds.
Yeah.
But no, they. I mean, good on the Lakers. I feel like they could have. They could have probably drugged this out and done them on two separate nights just to get that. But I mean, I think it was kind of cool to have the hype for both of the numbers on the same night. And there were, I mean, there were a ton of people. Shaq was there, which I know their relationship was pretty rough there for a while, but I think they're back to being pretty cool now, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. I mean, they kind of sat down and talked with each other, you know, with cameras there and they kind of, you know, cleared the air about everything and, I think that they're okay now.
Kobe. I don't know as much. Kobe.
I like seeing this strictly because I'm a Kobe fan. The next thing will be a statue out in front of Staples Center, and that'll be another reason for all of when the Lakers are still awful next year or 2 years from now. That's another sellout night, guaranteed sellout for unveiling of a statue.
They should have two-thirds of the Ball family there by
now. They have Ball Brothers. Yeah.
Just send out the bat signal.
As long as they can pry him away from Lithuania.
Yeah.
No, but it was cool seeing Kobe getting his recognition, and he couldn't be bothered to stay for overtime.
He left before overtime started. I thought that was funny as hell.
I saw someone had screenshotted it, and it was like, when the moment you realize you got caught leaving the company Christmas party early, and he was walking up the stairs.
I was like, is he going to put a jersey on?
Yeah. He's like, I got one more. Needs me. I got five more minutes left in me.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen DB's face if he just walked out on the court. Like,
oh my God, that's Kobe Bryant's music.
Just a breaking glass.
Oh, God.
Stone Cold style.
But you know, our boy Joey Votto was out there to pay his respects. He is a very big Kobe Bryant fan, which is a reason that he and DB have connected over the years and have become pretty decent friends.
We are best friends.
Yep.
Yeah, but DB hates Canadians, so.
Well. Don't throw me under the bus there.
I was going to say, I like Canadians.
We all hate Canadians.
No. I like Canadians.
I hate Canadians.
Their downloads are just as good as everyone else's. Although I don't think they have iTunes up there for something. Isn't it something weird with their podcast? Like something.
iTunes.
It's iTunes.
Well, we got that iTunes.
I don't know if
that's racist or
not. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, whatever.
Playfully,
nobody's listening.
That's true.
But yeah, speaking of the Los Angeles Lakers of Anaheim, LeVar Ball he always finds his way into the news. Early on, we were a Kyrie Irving podcast. Now we've become a LeVar Ball podcast.
I'm pretty sure we started out as LeBroncast.
We were a LeBroncast. Yes.
We're still a LeBroncast.
No,
LeBron's irrelevant.
But he,
Larry said it.
But LeVar Ball is decided to create an avenue for everyone to bypass the NCAA now by creating the Junior Basketball Association, which he says he can afford to pay players up to $10,000 a month to play in this league.
Yeah, he's probably going to have, what, two teams?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just going to be a scrimmage.
It's the league for kids who can't read good.
Yeah, so I guess he wants to get that top-tier talent that wants to come out of college right, or come out of high school right away and make some money, which they obviously right now they have to have 1 year removed from high school before they can enter the NBA draft. So most guys go to the college for a year if they're of the quality of talent to actually go right away to the NBA. Yep. So they'll do the year in college. Every once in a while you'll get a guy going overseas. I actually was reading that I guess they can go to the G League as well out of high school, but I guess they're not paying as much as LeVar claims he's going to pay them. But I mean, if I'm a player, like the thought of it's intriguing, but I don't know if I trust LeVar Ball to be the guy to do this.
Two things are going to happen here. Either the NCAA is going to go ahead and just say, screw you, we're going to do away with the one-and-done type of deal and then take him out of business.
But that's an NBA rule, not an NCAA rule, right?
Or that's what I meant. Sorry, the NBA. The NBA is going to say, screw you, you're not going to steal people that could do this in the G League or, you know, I guess basically bypass whatever they're trying to do. But the other thing is the premier guys are still going to want to go to Kentucky and Duke and get the chance to play like on a national stage, get the national titles.
Right.
And play,
learn,
you know,
from their, an actual coach.
Yeah.
Plus they can make more money at Kentucky than they would at
that's true. Exactly.
Kentucky pays way more than $10,000 a month.
But his league's going to be filled with guys like Lance Stevenson, like guys that, you know, are really good basketball players, but are just, you know, not I hope I'm not overstepping any bounds here, but they're not quite college material.
Sure.
So you're going to get a lot of guys like that, and it's just going to be a clusterfuck. Like, it's going to be good players, but it's not going to be the top. He's not going to get the top five recruits out of high school playing in his league like he thinks he is. Because whether you're making money at Duke or UK or Kansas or wherever you are, you're not making money there technically, like on the books probably, but you become so much more marketable if you build your, you know, your fan base through Duke.
Right.
You know, getting everybody on board with you and then people liking you in the NBA because they liked you at Duke, and things like that. But when you, he's almost creating more villains through this league, and I don't think they're going to be as marketable type of guys. That's kind of where I was going with the Lance Stevenson thing. Like, they're not going to be as marketable once they do get to the NBA, and there's probably going to be a stigma of like, well, this guy's been playing in this weird league for a year. Is he really ready for the NBA?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'd be afraid of if I'm a player. Like, is an NBA team going to want to take a chance on me if I go to this kind of unknown league, you know, where if LeVar has his way, yeah, they'll be playing against top talent, but, you know, how seriously are people going to take this? And, you know, are they going to want guys from this league? Are they going to stick with, you know, the college system that's kind of more or less tried and true? So you got this unknown versus the, you know, the known commodity of the, you know, college guys. It's, I'd be interested to see how NBA teams approach this.
Yep.
So LeVar's idea of bypassing NCAA is actually a good idea. I don't know that he will be able to make it happen. I think it's cool. You know, I wish he could.
Yeah.
There have actually been like a few players that have tried straight out of high school doing a year overseas and then coming back for the draft. Like the most popular guy that did it was Brandon Jennings. And I had a conversation on Twitter with James Flight White of UC basketball fame. And he was saying that the European teams won't do that again. And I kind of asked him, like, why, you know, why wouldn't they take a chance on a kid like that? And he said, it's a grown man's league over there. You know, like, they're, most of the guys in there are in their 30s and do not, you know, don't speak English and aren't willing to mentor an 18-year-old kid from the United States for a year, knowing that he's going to be in the NBA the following year. He said that most European leagues won't do it again. So I don't think that the NCAA will allow this league to happen. You know, they'll find some way to shut it down, whether it's a partnership with the NBA saying that, you know, now you got to be 2 years removed from high school before you get drafted, or that, you know, they'll end up doing something to squash this. But the idea of it is good.
Make them get a degree.
Oh, yeah. God.
Everyone would have a North Carolina program if that were the case.
Yeah.
Either that or you might as well take away the 3-point shot again.
Yeah.
Just got a bunch of nerds running around, two-handed layups.
Actually, if I calculate the correct arc and velocity, this basket should go in.
Yeah. One thing I've heard put out there, and I think it's a good idea. I don't know why they don't do it. I think they should go to the baseball NCAA rules where you can get drafted out of high school, but if you don't sign and go back to college, then you've got your 3 years you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it seems to work well for baseball, and I know it's on a much larger scale because there's 50 rounds in the MLB draft. But if they could expand the NBA draft, and they say they're going to try to get the G League more, but not every team even has a G League team yet. Mm-hmm. There's some teams that just, you know, put guys on random G League rosters and they are playing on those. But the goal is all NBA teams to have a G League team, and then they can expand the draft a little bit because then they've got 12 to 15 more roster spots that they can use. So if they expand the NBA draft to, you know, 3 to 5 rounds and then do, you know, you can get drafted out of high school, but if you don't sign or if, you know, you don't get drafted, you got 3 years in the NCAA, which that'd be good for the NCAA product because you'd get a lot more of those guys. I remember some of those teams, like when we were even in junior high and high school, some of those Kansas teams and Kentucky teams before all this one and done shit started.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you had your guys that jumped after 1 or 2 years, but you get some guys that they're juniors and seniors, and those were good teams, and they built good rivalries. Now, yeah. The rivalries are more just the jersey than the actual players that are on the teams, yeah. Which sucks.
Right. Yeah. Like when you have Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter on the same team at North Carolina for 3 years in a row just tearing mm-hmm. shit up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that was fun basketball to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a good product on the court.
Mm-hmm. But now you would have... I mean, that wouldn't have been the case anymore. They would have never... Because they were... Oh, yeah, were they a year off? Were they a year separated?
Yeah, they were a year apart from
each other. Yeah, so they would have never crossed paths in today's system. So, but yeah, some of those old rivalries from back when we were, you know, junior high, high school, those were fun to watch, and you just don't see that anymore. I don't even... Come tournament time, I have no idea who's on what team. Like, I have no idea who's who.
Yeah.
Because it's like, unless you sit down and watch, like, Kansas is I mean... I'm probably wrong here, but I mean, when you see Kansas's NCAA tournament roster, their starting five, it's like, oh, three of these guys are freshmen and they're all going to the NBA next year.
Like, yeah.
Before, by the time you get to know who these guys are, they're jumping to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. LeVar, he thinks he's got the right idea. I think he's got a good idea. I don't think it's going to happen.
Agreed.
Speaking of stuff never happening, the Reds just finished up their week at the winter meetings. I wasn't expecting the world from them, but I thought maybe we'd hear a little more chatter on things they were trying to do. But a lot of people are bummed that they didn't come away with any news, which, honestly, I don't know what to really expect them to come away with because they're not in win-now mode, which sucks.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So, I mean, they are shopping some players around to see what offers are out there. I know Billy Hamilton's name has been involved in... Mm-hmm. In some rumors with the Giants, mostly is what I saw. I think that kind of fell through last week. They're still shopping him though, and I think that they need to do that to make a spot in the outfield for Winker. Even though, you know, Billy is that electric outfielder, he is so debilitating on offense that he's not worth the roster spot, in my opinion. I love Billy. I think he's a good dude, but he's probably the worst hitter in baseball that plays on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him a few years to try and get that worked out, but he just can't get on base. I mean, if you can't get on base, that speed does nothing for you.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's a game changer when he is on the base paths, but unfortunately that happens so few and far between that he's kind of a waste of a roster spot. He is a gold glove outfielder, though. You got to give him that.
Oh, so, yeah, without a doubt.
He'll play somewhere, even if it's not for the Reds. He'll be a starting outfielder somewhere.
Yeah, and he'll immediately learn how to hit, and then he'll be candidate year in, year out.
Probably.
Yep, probably.
That's why the Giants don't make any sense. That's why the Giants don't make any sense to me, because he would be perfect for an AL team where you can almost afford to lose a person in the lineup as far as... Because if you got Billy Hamilton in the lineup in the NL, like you've got seven hitters. Pitchers. Yeah, you got seven hitters. Like you're not...
Yeah.
The one reason I heard Giants was because of their crazy, like their weird outfield.
Massive outfield, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that he would just be zooming around the outfield.
Yep. He'd be a good defensive help, man. You could live with that if he's not hitting still.
Well, speaking of the Giants, not to get too off topic, but they just got Longoria from the Rays, which is going to be weird to see because he's one of those guys that's been a staple for that team. I feel like in baseball, you see guys moving from team to team all the time, but... he's one of those guys that he's stuck with the Rays for a really long time now. So seeing him out in San Francisco is going to be kind of an odd look.
Are they even going to bother playing the season in Florida this year between the Rays and the Marlins?
Yeah, like, I know.
Who do they have? Like, I don't know who they have.
The good news is they've got really loyal fan bases. So.
Yeah, they got Marlins, man.
Yeah, everyone wants to go sit in 105 degree humid weather to watch a baseball game.
The best part is it's just going to be a continuation of shit baseball from when spring training breaks. Like, all the old people down there are going to be confused. Like, oh, I guess spring training's, you know, extra long this year.
Yep.
Spring training goes through October?
Who the fuck are these guys?
Whitty, you were kind of talking about staples moving from team to team. Zach Cozart's not going to be back for the Reds. He ended up signing with the Angels. Yep. Him and Ohtani are going to be BFFs.
Yep. Yeah.
I heard Ohtani likes donkeys.
Why did that seem really racist to me?
Because you're racist.
Yep. I don't know. It just was like, eh.
Yeah, I wish Cozart well.
Yeah, exactly. He had some really good years here. Some injuries kind of slowed him down when we thought he was, you know, peaking. But 32-year-old shortstop, the Reds aren't going to pay him the money that he wants. So right. I can't blame him for skipping town.
No, it made sense. I think everyone kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
It's Joey's fault. He gave him a donkey to take care of. That's not cheap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Couldn't take a hometown discount. No, but I wish Cozart the best. I'll miss him. I like Cozart.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. He's a good dude. I enjoyed watching the fun they had last year, too.
But, yeah, so, you know, I don't know. He's got a lot of extra cash this year for the holiday season. So I'm sure he'll be giving his kids plenty of amazing gifts.
Donkeys.
I don't think you can get a much better gift than a donkey.
That's true. But he's going to try. And we're going to try, too, here at Miller & Sports. We're very generous, so during the holiday season, our fantasy draft this week is things, just gifts, Christmas gifts in general. It could be, you know, gifts that you've gotten in the past or gifts that you would like to give somebody. And to kick that off, we have DB.
So the first gift that I'm going to give out is actually to Witty.
Thank you. This is so surprising.
Better taste in holiday treats.
It is a Christmas tree Reese cup.
Nice.
I hope you enjoy it.
Good gift.
Oh, thank you. Just what I wanted.
So, for those of you that don't know, Wit for some reason does not like the Christmas tree Reese cups, but likes the regular mini cups.
No, not the minis.
You don't like the minis.
So
they might as well be minis.
It's the chocolate to peanut butter ratio. So, in my opinion, the holiday specials, the eggs, the trees, whatever, it's too much peanut butter. The minis, I feel like it's too much chocolate. I feel like the perfect ratio is in the original cups. So that'll always be my number one go-to staple.
It is the gold standard, but the Christmas tree Reese's cups are still delicious. I think you have a problem if you think they're trash, as you say they are.
I mean, if I was starving to death and I had a whole bag of those, I would probably just take death. But, I mean, hey, you know, some people think differently.
Jesus.
Well, my gift from me to you, enjoy.
Thanks. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to make my pick a two-parter and give both Witty and Marvin Lewis a clue. Because you are wrong about the peanut butter cups, and Marvin Lewis has no clue, just like you. So I'm giving Marvin Lewis a clue as my gift.
I have a raging Shots clue high. Right now.
It's oh pointing God. This way. the Hobby Boys. Yeah.
I feel like Marvin Lewis, he doesn't need to have a clue. He just needs to get out. He needs to be set free. Like
I want him to be okay after he's gone, though.
There was like a 4-hour window where I was insanely jealous of Marvin Lewis over the weekend because, in my opinion, there's no better feeling than knowing that there's an end in sight to your current job. And he had that for a while. So
wow, you really don't like blogging, huh?
Well, it's just not as lucrative as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all there.
So if I was Marvin, I would embrace that. That's probably the most relief he's felt in a while. So
yeah.
I don't know, really, Marvin, enjoy this time.
Marvin, the last couple of weeks has totally reminded me of Office Space, where he's just basically like given up and he just doesn't literally give any fucks about anything. Yeah.
Just kind of zone out for a while.
Yeah.
All right, so with my first pick, I'm going to stay in the NFL coaches arena. I'm going to give Bill Belichick a conscience.
Ooh.
Because he's a piece of shit. he clearly has no problem cheating. It's probably why he's on his second wife. And he also... He also, he's just scum of the earth. I don't care how cool his cutoff sweatshirts are. I can cut the sleeves off my fucking sweatshirts too. Doesn't make me a cool guy. In fact, makes me look homeless at Kroger.
That's because, you know, the rest of your features too.
I keep my beard trimmed up now, yeah. I know. I do kind of have, well, no, I'm too fat to be a homeless guy. I feel like you can look at me like he's well fed. Like he can afford fast food.
Yeah.
So Bill Belichick, enjoy your conscience in hell, fuck. I was almost called him the other F word, but I didn't want to have to get it beeped.
Okay. So I've got two back to back. My first one is kind of an audible I'm calling because it's something that I didn't realize that I had available to gift, but I'm going to gift this to Hefe. Hefe, I have a nice Christmas tree Reese cup that you can have.
Yes!
Woo! Because I'm pretty sure we don't have any rules against re-gifting here, so I hope you enjoy it.
We don't have any rules, but I'm highly offended.
We're going white elephant. Don't tell DB.
I bought Ryan an iPod.
I then stole that gift.
I think that's called Mean Christmas.
Yankee swap. Yankee swap.
So my second pick is for that. DB, you might. I don't know. I don't know if you have to bleep this or not. It's not bad, but that in that fucking iPad commercial, I'm going to gift her a computer so she can finally know what a fucking computer is.
What's a computer?
Because I hate that commercial with a passion. And every single time I see it come on, my rage level goes up like higher than when I'm watching the Bengals and their bullshit at this point. Like, she just gets my blood boiling, and you know what a fucking computer is, kid. Don't act so smug.
All right, so my next pick, I'm going to give AJ Green a better team.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's in a Bengals uniform or if that's sending him on to somewhere else, but AJ Green is too good to be wasted, and I feel like we waste him in Cincinnati, and it sucks because he's probably one of the best wide receivers in the league right now and possibly in recent history.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have the supporting cast, and it sucks.
It does. I agree.
So I am going to, following in line with Mac's pick, I am going to gift Joey Votto a better team, just because I think his talents are wasted in Cincinnati as well. And I think he deserves a lot better because he's one of the greatest hitters in baseball, currently and all time.
He could go to the Angels with Cozart.
He could.
I think they already have a washed-up first baseman, though.
Is this Howie Kendrick?
Is Pujols still on their team?
Oh, Pujols. Yeah, I forgot about Pujols.
Okay.
I honestly, after he went to, after he was a traitor and went to the Angels, I kind of forgot he existed.
Yep. A T-R-A-D-E-R. Trader,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Trader. Yeah, trader.
Trader.
Not traitor.
Oh, fuck you, St. Louis. All
right. I got back-to-back picks, and I'm actually going to... One of my favorite gifts from childhood is what I'm going to select as a gift. And I'm pretty sure that they still make most of the things that I liked about it, but it's just anything Nerf. Like, it could be a Nerf football. One of my favorite toys growing up was a Nerf bow and arrow. And it was absolutely badass. And I miss playing with that shit all the time. Still toss around the Nerf footballs with my brother. And that was one of my favorite things growing up, was just anything Nerf.
Yeah, one of my favorite hobbies right now is walking around my house and looking at every door frame and thinking, I wish I had a Nerf basketball hoop to put up here.
Yeah. Yeah, Nerf was the greatest thing ever, and it still is awesome.
All right, my second pick, my third rounder, ending it all, I am going to buy Mick Cronin some platform shoes. So that he can, see eye to eye with some of his players. I know that they probably get tired of him yelling at them from down below. So he can look, Jacob Evans in the eyes when he's yelling at him now.
That's good.
With my final pick, I'm going with one of my favorites from you know, when I was a kid. I had actually just gotten a box set of this last year, and that's the Mighty Duck trilogy. I'm gifting that because that's just the greatest thing ever invented, was the box set of all three of those movies.
Nice.
With my last pick, I am going to give LeBron James some Diet Coke and Mentos to drink. That's his. I think that's the best way I could put it without getting put on a list. So,
didn't there used to be a thing like an urban legend about Pop Rocks? Pop and Rocks, Diet Coke?
And, yeah, yeah. And I think that's from one of the like teen like horror movies. Some dude acts like he's doing it, and he falls out of his desk, and he's like, "Oh, I just kidding."
Urban legends, man.
I can't wait for our fantasy drafts of urban legends.
Ooh. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Ooh, that's urban legend favorite. Number one. You can make money doing podcasts.
Ooh. Yeah.
But no, so enjoy your gift, LeBron. Hope you don't have a phone nearby to call 911.
Yikes.
Jesus.
Yeah, whatever. He knows I hate him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about this.
he listens.
He probably does. He's probably got something out there that combs every podcast and everything that's ever got LeBron James.
I tag like, him anytime it's like, said. All probably all sports stuff. So
yeah, he's aware. He's so conscious or like so self conscious and such a tryhard.
I'm gonna cover my mouth when I'm talking everything. To everybody so that no one can hear what I say, even though it's probably gonna be recorded.
Yeah,
Mr. Subtweet.
God, I hate him so much.
Thanks for listening, LeBron.
Fuck yourself, LeBron.
So, I might have to call another audible with my picks and give Mac a bigger heart like the Grinch got, because he's kind of coming off as hateful right now. I think you need to spread some love there, Mac.
Nope.
So my last pick for real, this is not a childhood gift, but more a kind of theme of gifts that I've gotten in recent years that kind of make me realize just how washed up I am, because these are things that I've asked for and wanted on my Christmas list. It's just adult stuff in general. So in recent years, I've gotten new tires for Christmas.
Nice.
I've gotten the brakes fixed on my car, and I've recently asked for a new thermostat. So that's kind of where I'm at right now in my life. Yep. Those
Ooh,
are the things
is it
that
one
I,
of the Wi-Fi controlled thermostats?
It is.
Nice.
I've thought about that.
Hopefully Santa is good to me.
You'll never have to get up off the couch again.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah, you can turn off your audio interrupting thermostat.
There you go. See, maybe I'm going to gift it to Hefe. If I get it, I'm going to. It's going to be the second thing I re-gift to you, Hefe. Or I'll just get you some better audio equipment too. Or maybe.
I have plenty of good audio equipment.
A clue. I'll give you a fucking clue that you just gave to me as to how you could maybe set up your system so you're not directly under an air vent. Maybe that'll work,
bullet.
Too. Yeah. Ooh.
Jesus.
I'm going to give Hefe some Diet Coke and Mentos to drink.
I'm with you, though, Whitty, because I requested, or I put on my list for Christmas, an ergonomic mouse so I could help my wrist pain.
Nice. For,
at my computer all day. So yeah, adult stuff sucks, but it's necessary because we're old and broken down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah.
Life has passed us by.
Yes. Very true.
Happy holidays. does anybody have any good honorable mentions?
I've got one.
I didn't have any. I did not.
I was gifting Hefe a keg of ranch with B-Dub's gift card.
Yes.
Nice.
You can buy a keg of ranch now.
Yep.
Yeah.
From Hidden cheese. Valley, and it comes with like 12 bottles of ranch, I think, to put in it or something like that. Something absurd.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
It's like the size of one of those like little Heineken kegs you could buy.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I figured I'd give Hefe that, because he used to always joke when we would go to B-Dub's and say, you know, in a bucket of ranch, and they would come out with you know, four or five of their really big. And so B-Dubs has like the normal size cups of ranch they give you. Mm-hmm. They would give him the big cups, like four or five of those, and he somehow would go through them. Like,
yeah.
So it's I think I would give him a keg.
Well, it changed my life when they accidentally gave me blue cheese the one day. So now I'm a blue cheese guy.
I hate blue cheese. I can't stand blue cheese.
I accidentally got blue cheese the one time, and I was so pissed off, and then I dipped a wing into it, and I just it opened up my eyes to the world of blue cheese.
Blue cheese can blow me. Just like the first time you kissed a guy. Ooh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Be nice to blue cheese. What did blue cheese ever do to you?
It blew me.
Like B-L-E-U?
Did it have too many crumbles in it? Not the ratio?
Blue.
The crumble to creaminess ratio was off for Witty.
No, it just tastes like shit to me.
Tastes like magical.
It's so good.
Deliciousness.
Don't at me.
I like blue cheese. I'll eat ranch also, though. So.
Yeah, I mix it up.
Yeah, depends.
I usually get one of each.
So this isn't necessarily an honorable mention of mine. It's more just a question to you guys, because I feel like a lot of people are anti this as a gift, but I'm a huge gift card guy. Like,
yeah, I like them.
I'm not a big gift card guy.
No, I love gift cards. Like, if I
do, you like
have,
giving them or getting them?
Well, I like giving them because it's easy. You don't have to put any thought into it. But I really like getting them. Like, and most people don't like them because they're easy and you don't have to put much thought into them. But I would appreciate, you know, a gift card that you spent like 10 minutes trying to get instead of like you know, working on something for an hour to make the perfect gift for me or giving me a specific item that I can only use that one thing. Like, give me a fucking gift card and I'll get what I want.
No, I don't mind getting them. I just don't like gifting them. It's awkward to me gifting them because of the lack of thought.
Yeah. I don't give a shit what people think, so.
Exactly.
You're getting a gift card.
Half the time, the reason I give somebody a gift card is... Exactly. Half the time I give someone a gift card is because they haven't given me anything good to give them. Like, they don't have, like...
No ideas for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if any of you guys are wondering what to get us, gift cards.
Gift cards work.
To the Mill Iron Sports Store.
Yeah.
Coming soon. In a box full of t-shirts.
Yep. All right, so let's wrap things up with what we're looking forward to this coming weekend. Hefe, why don't you get us started, because I think I know what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Christmas, so we'll just go with the obvious one. It's Christmas time. It's game time. I'm excited. I love Christmas, so I'm just excited to... We're hosting, so... It's the first time for us hosting, so I'm just excited to spend some time with family, get some gifts, get the desk that's going to move my situation back to the back of my basement so that I don't have an air vent blowing into where I'm sitting. So, yeah, no, it's all set up to adjust, and I'll have a little bit better situation next time I record.
Nice. I'm looking to Christmas being over. Looking forward to that. That's not really my thing for the weekend, but go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, this weekend I'm looking forward to putting up our Easter decorations.
Valentine's Day is first, dude.
No. Valentine's Day is the Thanksgiving of spring. You just bypass that and go straight to Easter.
Smart.
Give it up for Jesus. It's all about Jesus. We got his birthday.
We can't celebrate Easter this year because Red's opening day conflicts with the parade.
Oh, shit. I don't know what to do. I know. I'll have a fake opening day.
Yep.
Ooh,
and
like
we'll
that.
Act like that's going to be okay for everybody who's so entrenched in their ways. Of all cities to try to pull that shit, Cincinnati's the last city you try to do that. Like, not even just Red's related. Like, you throw a wrench in any wrinkle to any sort of plan or tradition in Cincinnati and people lose their fucking shit. Like, when they moved, like, Oktoberfest, or, like, when they moved, like, anything that they move around in the city, people just lose their minds about. So, that's a bad idea, but that's another topic for another day. But I'm looking forward to, and I usually get into this a little earlier in December, but this year, I haven't had a chance to yet. So, this weekend, I plan on watching my big Christmas movies that I always watch throughout the season, like Christmas Vacation, Elf. I'll watch those and kind of get geared up for the holiday season, because other than helping my dad put the lights on our house, I haven't really done anything Christmas-wise. Well, shopped on Amazon. That's pretty much been the extent of my Christmas celebration so far. So lots of Elf.
Yeah, I actually watched Elf tonight, and gets me every time. It's still funnier now.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I'm looking forward to getting my Christmas shopping done. You know, got a few days left, so I might as well get started on that. Probably get started Saturday and wrap things up on Sunday. That way I got everything done by Christmas. So,
smart.
You know, I like to wait till the last minute to get things done. So that's right. I'm going to go with that.
So this weekend, both of my things that I'm looking forward to are happening Friday. Our beloved Ohio Bobcats are playing in a bowl game at noon. I think it's a 12:30 kickoff against UAB.
That coveted 12:30 time slot on a Friday.
Yep. So I probably will not get to watch a single second of that game unless I flip on the ESPN app on my phone.
Yep.
Which I probably will do at work.
Yep.
And the other thing that I'm looking forward to is the Lakers taking on the Golden State Warriors again Friday night. So they just played a Monday with Kobe's retirement ceremony, and they're playing them already again Friday. So that game will be on ESPN Friday night. I'm there. I'm locked in.
Which, I've got a soft spot in my heart for the Friday night NBA games. It always reminds me of, there were two things that I would always watch on TV. So we'd go to the local, our high school, where we ended up going to high school. Go to the high school basketball game, come home, watch Red Green Show on PBS or whatever channel that was.
Throwback.
And then when that was over, we'd flip over and it'd be like the late, like West Coast NBA game on TV. So that was always my Friday night when we were younger. So
hell yeah.
Even now I'll flip over on Friday nights just to see what NBA game is on. So I guess I'll be watching the Lakers and Golden State with you.
There you go. 10:30. Stay up late. Obviously.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can handle that right now.
Yeah. It's a 3-day weekend for everybody. And we hope you guys have a good weekend. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher, whatever that is. Check out the blog at millironsports.com. Our Instagram page is blowing up. Check us out on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter at millironsports. Facebook, check us out. Facebook.com/millironsports. And we hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. And Hanukkah just ended, so I hope you had a happy Hanukkah.
Lahaim.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, make these spirits bright. What fun it is!